Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder, and honored to be your host for another program tonight. Our website address, for those of you who are listening for the first time, is talkingwithheroes, HEROES.com. If you'd like to learn a little bit about our 9-year history, just add /about to that, and it'll take you right to a little bit of our history page. We also have an online news site, thankyouforyourservice.us, and rarely a day goes by I'm not adding new stories to it. This is for, by, and about our troops, veterans, families, caregivers, and those military support and veterans groups and companies that can set politics aside and join together and helping those who serve and have served. We also have a brand new audio and video channel that's going to become a major part of what we're doing in the future. It's AmeristreamLive.com/talkingwithheroes. And again, for those of you listening for the first time, from 2006 to 2011, I made 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan, going out on missions with our troops, documenting with them their mostly, even as of today, mostly unheard positive and progress stories, the things they were doing to help the people there. And over 280,000 have watched one or more of 300-plus video episodes on our YouTube page. And this is with no advertising. There's no advertising budget here. It's all word of mouth. And, you know, the last 9 months has been especially exciting to me because I wasn't sure since my last trip to Iraq and Afghanistan how much I was going to be able to continue this because of a whole bunch of surgeries I've had and kind of being grounded here. And about 10 months ago now, I received a call from a gentleman named Bert Gillette, and he was telling me about this alliance of military support groups and veterans groups, most led by veterans and caregivers, and boy, it really got my attention because I've been one for years saying, you know, people that are supporting the troops might want to consider working together once in a while and teaming up. Well, this organization is doing that a lot more. It's like I said, it's called R4 Alliance. It's www.4alliance.org. And since that call, we've interviewed over 35 organizations that are members of the R4 Alliance. Just amazing organizations. And one of them, my daughter and her husband, who's an Iraq veteran, got to experience the benefits from with their whole family with one of the organizations, which is called Project Sanctuary. But if you've missed any of these previous shows, we have an ongoing article on our news site, thankyouforyourservice.us. It's in the left column. It's titled TalkingWithHeroes.com features new programs with members of R4Alliance.org. And you can go through all of them real quickly, see what might interest you. But you can also go to the R4 Alliance website, click on members, and just see there's now over 50 members in this fast-growing organization. And for those of you that were aware that we were taking a trip in April, Andy LaPointe and his son Ryan and myself were at the 2015 Face for America ride, the most amazing experience I think I've ever had in my life, other than being with the troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, all over the place there. About 600 riders, about 140 of them severely wounded riders, all kinds of different kinds of bikes, went 110 miles from the Pentagon to Gettysburg. And we were able to put together 14 amazing video episodes, and these are actually going to start going online. The first one hopefully will be on the worldteamsports.org YouTube page tomorrow. And then all of them will go on there, and then they're all going to go on our AmeriStream Live website as well. And everybody, you're going to enjoy these, watching these videos. And so, but today, we have another program with another member of the R4 Alliance, led again by veterans. And so, it is an honor to introduce to you the co-founder of Honor House, The Honor House. It's honorhouse.org. Actually, we have 2 veterans on the line now with us. We have Brian Mancini, who's the co-founder, and we also have Dominic Martinez, who's a graduate of the Honor House Operation Healing Journey Program. Both of them are Purple Heart recipients. Brian has two Purple Hearts, and Dominic is a veteran of the Iraq conflict, both of them. So to get us started, I want to start out by introducing Brian to the program. Welcome, Brian, and thank you for your service.
Hey, Bob, thank you so much, and thank you for having us on. Thank you to your audience for taking the time and hearing about the R4 Alliance and the amazing programs that are in it. And thank you so much for the opportunity to speak about the Honor House and Operation Healing Journey, what we're doing over here in Phoenix, Arizona, to serve veterans. To give you a little bit of information on me and who I am, I did just under 13 years, combination of active duty and National Guard from 98 to 2011. I did two tours in Baghdad, Iraq. I am a double Purple Heart recipient. In my combat tour in 2007, I was severely wounded during the surge. I took an EFP to the face, and I spent the next 3 years, 8 months at Walter Reed, learning how to walk again, learning how to talk again, and going through my own personal recovery, getting my face rebuilt. I got a titanium plate in my forehead. I've lost my right eye. My orbital socket's been rebuilt. My palate was blasted out. My sinuses were blasted out. My cheekbone was blasted out, and I've had a number of injuries since then. I had a number of shrapnel wounds in conjunction with the massive facial injuries. So I retired in 2011 medically and came back to my hometown of Phoenix, Arizona. And during that time frame, I was really struggling to get the care that I felt like I needed through the current VA medical system. And this was back in 2011. Subsequently, since then, we've heard a lot of the stories hit the national media in reference to a lot of the struggles that the Phoenix VA's had. We are truly at the epicenter of the crisis here in Phoenix, and this program was kind of something that Operation Healing Journey is a program that was kind of a byproduct of the care that we were not getting here in this community. To tell you a little bit about that, what we did is... It really kind of derived from me being a medic and me being a senior non-commissioned officer, realizing the kind of gaps in medical care that there were. When I got out, I was requesting a lot of healthy pain management modalities that I could not get through the VA, things like massage therapy and chiropractic care, acupuncture. I felt like all I could get was a lot of medications, and I found myself on 12 to 15 medications. And I really didn't even know what my new norm was. I didn't even know who I was after my injury without all these narcotics. I had a head injury. I have a head injury, frontal lobe damage. And I know that the medications really altered my personality. And I felt like I needed to try to find a different way. I felt like with the narcotics, I was an over-medicated couch potato. And I really was not able to accomplish a lot. And so from that point on, I really just started exploring and looking at my community as a whole. And I started realizing that there was a bunch of nonprofit and for-profit organizations in our community. I started realizing that I could manage my pain in healthy ways using chiropractic care, acupuncture, massage therapy, spinal networking, different things like tools. And it wasn't impairing my cognitive function. I was also doing things like yoga and tai chi and deep breathing exercises. This was helping manage my pain because I was becoming more flexible and stretching. But it was also providing me a way to do deep breathing that helped calm my nerves when I was agitated and irritated from my PTSD symptoms. I was heavily influenced by Recreational Gillette and Project Healing Waters. And a great gentleman by the name of Bill Potter and Ed Nicholson through Project Killing Waters early on in my recovery while I was at Walter Reed. And that was a significant healing component to my early stages of healing. When I was here in Phoenix, Arizona, a lot of these programs were in this community, and I started engaging these programs in lieu of the traditional polypharmaceutical approach that many veterans are facing today when they get care. I started healing. As a sergeant first class and as a medic, I felt like that I had to put this down on paper because I knew that there was guys out there suffering just like I was. And as an E7 and as a medic, if I couldn't navigate the system, I really was being convicted that there was probably a lot of other people out there that couldn't navigate the system as well. What I did is put a 45-page concept paper on the way ahead. And started shopping around different behavioral health organizations and hospitals, trying to get the community here in the Phoenix area aware of some of the challenges that this generation of combat veterans were facing. I found a local behavioral health organization that liked the concept of introducing complementary and alternative medicines into a cognitive processing therapy program. That organization's name is Taros, and they are actually currently in their third iteration of a 12-week PTSD program doing CPT and complementary and alternative modalities combined. And these guys are being introduced to yoga and acupuncture and equine therapy with horses. And we are truly out here in Phoenix maximizing all the nonprofits in the community that are serving these veterans and providing their individual service. And we're integrating that into platforms such as CPT. From there, we also, that's kind of how it started early on. The Honor House then last year launched Operation Healing Journey, where we create customized healing calendars for veterans utilizing the resources from within the community. And our focus is after they graduate from the 12-week programs that we pick them up and we customize a healing calendar and find the resources along the algorithm that I outlined within a 5-mile radius of their home. And we teach our veterans in that program how to be proactive versus reactive, to how to get out in front of your pain, to implement things into your daily routine, your weekly routine, and your monthly routine that's going to prevent those highs from being so high and those lows from being so low. We teach our guys in that program that we're physically wounded, emotionally wounded, and spiritually wounded. And we have to be aware that we need to put those things into our daily routine, weekly routine, and our monthly routine to really kind of feed the healing process. And we empower our veterans to find these resources that they may not have been aware of. These resources oftentimes are not available through the VA. And these are resources that every major metropolis has, every community has, and we're really trying to give a veteran an alternative to taking a lot of the pharmaceuticals. Me, as a wounded medic, I really feel a lot of the PTSD issues and suicide issues that we're seeing is a byproduct of the traumatic brain injury, the PTSD, and the polypharmaceuticals. So we have to teach these guys healthy ways to manage these ailments from this generation's conflict. And we've really figured that out at the Honor House and Operation Healing Journey. Dominic, who's on the line, Dominic has been is a graduate of the Advancing Heroes program from Taros and then also of the Operation Healing Journey program that we launched here at Honor House. And I want to introduce Dominic and let him tell his story and kind of how the Advancing Heroes program and Operation Healing Journey program helped him in his recovery. Dominic, would you go ahead and tell us about your story, please?
Oh, sure. No problem, Brian. I started with the Advancing Heroes program last February. And for me, that whole program was just kind of good timing for me because, like I said, it started in February and the anniversary of my attack is actually in February. So it's kind of like I was going to get treatment and get some help kind of when I was at my worst, because that's really when I'm at my worst, is during that anniversary time. Upon completing that program, while we started getting close to the end, after being introduced to all these modalities, such as the acupuncture, the equine, the spinal networking, and yoga, me and the other veterans in the program, we started looking at each other, like, what are we going to do after this? Because we all had a lot of progress while we were in the program, and we saw a lot of growth within ourselves and how these alternative therapies were really helping us in what we were dealing with. And we didn't know what was going to happen when it ended, because it was one thing to go to these sessions and these modalities in this clinical environment, and we didn't know kind of what we were going to do when we got separated from them. And we didn't want to fall back into kind of our old habits and back into our depression and where the PTSD had a lot more control over our lives. And then that's when Brian came and talked to us about Operation Healing Journey. And that was probably one of the biggest things that's happened for me in my life personally, just because with Healing Journey, it was about these modalities and these things that I found were helpful to me that weren't medication, that weren't a therapy group. They were just different forms of helping myself that didn't involve shoving a pill down my throat. And I found these in my local neighborhood. There was all the places I go to now that I continue to go to were within a 20-minute drive from my house, and these are places that are there, and they're already there. These people already want to help veterans, and it's just I didn't know they were there. I didn't know these were people I could reach out to and that wanted to help veterans. And so what Healing Journey did was it really gave me that freedom to go out and try these things and go to these places, go to these businesses, go to this acupuncturist, my yoga studio, and get connected with them without worrying about me wasting my own money, and that was kind of tight anyways. So it really just gave me that freedom to really broaden my horizons and continue to really just heal myself, because a little bit of my backstory is I got wounded in Iraq in 2006, right on Valentine's Day. And so every January I start to get those reminders every time I walk into a store. You walk into a grocery store and you see all the Valentine's displays and everything like that. So for me, it was always just a constant reminder of this day is coming. This big tragic day in your life is almost here. And so it always kind of shook me up. And like I said, that was always when I was at my worst as far as mentally and emotionally. But what the Honor House and what their programs have done for me is, the easiest way I could put it is they gave me my life back. Because before the programs, before I started working with Brian and everybody there, I was a hermit. I never left my room. Anytime I went out anywhere, I had a family member on my hip because I couldn't be alone, because I was terrified of everything that was around me, all the people, just because I was still in that fight or flight mode where I was scanning every crowd, no matter where I was, for threats. And it was just, it caused me to just avoid that and to just stay inside my room and just shut myself out from humanity and society as a whole. But in the time I've been working with Brian and in the time I've been doing the programs, like, my doors have just completely opened up. The CPT program within Taros really helped change my mental, like the way I looked at it mentally and kind of the way I process things just in everyday life. And that really helped me to escape my shell and break that chains that were binding me mentally, where I was able to have my freedom again, because that was probably the biggest thing that I lost from Iraq, was I came back and I was a prisoner and I was trapped and I was slave to my own mind. And now those chains have really been broken and I've been able to step out and just be able to have my life back and to live a life as opposed to just existing.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah.
Go ahead, Bob. I called.
No, you know what? I feel like the less I talk, the better the program is, and you're doing great. So continue, please. I'm in awe of this, listening to both of you. Thank you. Continue.
Well, let me kind of share you some of the unique characteristics that kind of what make Operation Healing Journey effective for our veterans in this community. Here in Phoenix, we're a major metropolis in the desert. We are the fifth largest city in the nation, and we have one major VA facility. We do have satellite clinics, but a lot of the resources at those satellite clinics are limited. So in this major metropolis, we're forced to drive from my house to the VA, it's roughly an hour, but there's other places in this valley that sometimes it's an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes. Baghdad, Iraq was a major metropolis in the desert. Phoenix, Arizona is a major metropolis in the desert. So when you talk about triggers and PTSD, there's a lot of reminders when you're out there fighting traffic in a large city in the desert. So it's really important to recognize the things that make this generation unique from the things that they're suffering from. And we've been really aware of that at the Honor House and through our Operation Healing Journey program. Our program is developed by people that have been in combat. I am a medic. I was in for just under 13 years. Like I said, I was a flight medic, and I did two combat tours, one with the MP company and one with the infantry company, Big Red One. We also, our chairwoman is a Vietnam nurse and a Desert Storm nurse, and she's the ex-CEO of Banner Behavior Health. We have a number of board members that are Purple Heart recipients and veterans themselves as well. So these programs are really for veterans by veterans, and it's based off of, you know, a lot of the things that we saw on the battlefield and a lot of things that we've personally experienced in our own personal journeys. As veterans and as senior non-commissioned officers and as medical personnel in the military, we saw the crisis here in Phoenix before it hit the news. And we knew that we were at the epicenter, and we felt that we had to do something about it. The unique characteristics of this program is that we really try to empower the veteran to find those healthy modalities within their own community. We don't try to force a veteran to do something that they're not comfortable with. For example, if in the pain management arena of trying to find something that would be healthy to manage their pain, if they didn't like needles, we wouldn't force anybody to do acupuncture. We would suggest maybe cranial sacral work or chiropractic care or massage and let the veteran choose from that category. The same with a meditative practice. We would let a veteran choose from a yoga, tai chi, a deep breathing exercise. We also incorporate a lot of the nonprofit organizations that do such a great job in doing outdoor recreational therapies and animal therapies. This is a really key component to our healing calendars that we put together. And what that does is it overwhelms the senses in a positive way for the veteran. Just like our senses were overwhelmed in a negative way from combat, if we can overwhelm the senses through nature and animals for a prolonged period of time during this healing process, it's like a sharp piece of glass in the ocean, and the sand is slowly taking those sharp edges off. And when you overwhelm the senses in a positive way for a prolonged period of time, those memories kind of replace some of those older memories as you the longer you do this. We also try to encourage music and art, and this allows the veteran to to find ways to express themselves. And we use nonprofit organizations that are serving veterans currently. And this brings in a component of peer-to-peer. So guys are meeting veterans that are on a similar path that they are on. They've been wounded. They've been to combat. They're finding modalities in the community to help them, and then they're finding veterans that are on a similar path. And they're partnering up, and they're becoming battle buddies again. And everybody across the nation is trying to figure out, how do we bring resources to the community? How do we get these veterans the resources we need? We at the Honor House and through our Operation Healing Journey program have figured that out. We have a veterans reintegration specialist, Chris Rowland. She does an amazing job, drives all the way across this valley, meets with veterans in restaurants all across the valley. And we listen to the veterans' heart. We listen to the things that they're struggling with, and we provide those resources along that algorithm that we've created, and we introduce that to that veteran. We also focus on other transitional challenges, such as resume writing or interviewing skills. When you live in these large communities, we're abundant and rich with resources, and we just need to help get that veteran to a point where they'll accept some help, and we can help them navigate and try to explore some of these things. So we really like to realize, kind of say that we're the complete transitional package for our community. And it's important to recognize, that this algorithm and this approach through the behavior health organizations, such as the TAROS and Advancing Heroes program that we've co-developed with them, and then the Honor House Operation Healing Journey model, the social work-based platform that's coordinating calendars for veterans in their community, is the way ahead for veterans care. We need to duplicate this in every major city across the nation. The R4 Alliance is an amazing organization that is bringing standardization to nonprofit organizations serving veterans in our communities. And what that allows for us to do is to potentially go in and vet those nonprofit organizations that are providing these services, and we can tie those vetted organizations into the behavior health organizations' 12-week programs like we've created here in Phoenix. And then we can also use those same programs in the Operation Healing Journey in every community across the nation. I really encourage your veterans to start looking at healthy ways to deal with some of these modalities, that there are options in their communities, that we do have alternatives besides just the medications that are being pushed down our throats through the current medical algorithms of care. Here's an important thing to recognize, that when you're in serious pain from your injuries in combat, subconsciously and consciously, that pain is a reminder to the traumas that you've had emotionally and spiritually, and that you need to find things physically, emotionally, and spiritually to integrate into your daily routine, your weekly routine, and your monthly routine to prevent the pain levels from being so high and the emotional levels from being so high and low. That's how we create balance as we transition out. And what we're ultimately doing is empowering that veteran to take charge and find healthy things in their community. You know, a healthier veteran means that there's a healthier veteran family, and it means that we're a healthier community. The great thing about the program, Operation Healing Journey, is we pull the money from the community, but then we put it right back into the community. So it's a great way to get out there and meet those providers in your community and see how everybody can come together and help from the nonprofit sector and the for-profit. Out and challenge your audience as we approach Memorial Day is to realize that healing is the new mission, and we can't afford to leave anybody behind. In Vietnam, we waited 25, 30 years to identify some of the injuries that that generation was facing. I refuse to do that with this generation. We can bring healthy alternatives. We can influence the dialogue with our medical providers, with our VAs, with our leaders in our community, and we have to make them hear us. We have to let them know, hey, this isn't working. We need healthier things. And I think each veteran has that responsibility. And if we rise up together and we say, hey, we need to find different ways, we encourage you, doctor, to find me something that's not going to just be a pill, that's not just going to be something that keeps me in a sedentary mode for the rest of my life. So we can start demanding that as a veteran community. And when we demand that, then there'll be a change. So I also want you guys to know that as we build up for Memorial Day, that we need to provide scholarships for guys in our Operation Healing Journey. And we're looking for community partners to come together, groups and clubs and community groups, offices, to raise $5,000 of the 5K challenge for the Memorial Day weekend that we're coming up here in Phoenix. We are trying to get groups, corporations to provide a scholarship for our veterans that are going through the Operation Healing Journey program. And if you make a donation in reference to providing a scholarship, we want to honor a veteran that maybe you want to honor for Memorial Day. So go ahead and make that donation, get that team together, raise that $5,000. And then if you have a veteran that you want to honor for Memorial Day, please send that name in with that donation, and we'll put that name on our wall, our special memorial recognition wall for the Honor House on our website at thehonorhouse.org. Also, if you are saying, I don't really need $5,000, we're asking the individual donor to sign up at thehonorhouse.org, and we love those one-time contributions, but we're looking for community partners. Here in Phoenix, we are at the epicenter of a crisis. We need people that are going to come alongside us for 3 to 5 years. Make that individual donation and make that reoccurring. Let it be $20, but if you can give us $20 every month, that gives me the stability and the ability to plan and give these guys the resources they need. So we're encouraging the community here in Phoenix, Arizona, and all across the nation to get on the RASVU site and make a donation. Look up the Honor House and help us fund these $5,000 scholarships for the 5K challenge for Memorial Day weekend. The best way we can honor those that we served with is to take care of the guys that served alongside of them. And that's really the theme that the Honor House has this Memorial Day weekend, because healing is the new mission, and we are not going to leave anybody behind. We didn't leave people behind in the battlefield, and we refuse to leave them behind in this community. Well, Bob, I appreciate all your time that you've today. And Dominic, do you have a couple things you want to say in reference to any veterans that might be out there?
No, I don't think I have anything more to add. You've covered everything, and yeah, I'm good.
Well, we appreciate everything, Bob, that you're doing. We know that there's a lot of guys hurting in their communities all across the nation, and if I could just speak to their hearts a little bit. You have a purpose. You have a divine plan. And you can control your healing, and you can be in charge of it. Just you have to find different ways. So I encourage every veteran across the community to for some of these resources in your community. You know, we have the ability to look up on Google all these resources that we've outlined here. Even if you don't have an operation healing journey in your area, we're kind of isolated to the Phoenix area just right now. You can look up healthy pain management modalities and find those resources from within your community. Find those nonprofits that are serving veterans and start finding a healthy way to create a healthy habit and routine for your own personal healing journey.
Absolutely. As one of the founding members of R4 Alliance, they could also go to the R4 Alliance site. There's over 50 organizations, and many of them are across the country, right?
Absolutely. The R4 Alliance is a great hub to finding nonprofit organizations in the outdoor recreational therapy arena and in your community. You know that they've been vetted. You know that they're meeting a certain standard of care, and you know, they're great organizations. The R4 Alliance does a great job in capturing that data and making sure that the organizations that are in that alliance are healthy organizations with the right heart.
Great. Well, I appreciate that, both of you. You're just amazing. This is part of what I get to do here with Document Heroes. I get to talk to amazing Americans, men and women. So for people to find out more about what you're doing and get involved, honorhouse.org, but you're also on Facebook and Twitter, right?
That's correct. Yep. Please like us on Facebook, and we're constantly putting an update letter out every month. You can hear what we're doing in this community to help veterans. You know, we're showing different events that we're doing all across the valley on Facebook, so we'd love to engage you there and see you there. And then also, if you're at Twitter, just send us a tweet and you know, follow what we're doing on that website as well. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. So they could put Honor House on Facebook. They'll have your page there. They could put Honor House on Twitter, and they'll find you there, right? Yep. Okay. That's great. Well, thank you both of you for being on tonight. I appreciate so much what you're doing. Actually, my mind's racing on more that we can do to help you from what I do, what we do here. So we'll talk more off the air here another time. But thank you very much for your service. Thank you because you're continuing to serve. And this is what we hear week after week from members of R4 Alliance. You're continuing out there. You're serving your fellow veterans. You're serving our country. Thank you very much for all you're doing. Well, folks, you've been listening here on TalkingWithHeroes.com, our news site, ThankYouForYourService.us. And, you know, those of you who listen a lot, you hear me say this a lot, and some of you are doing this, and I really appreciate it. But everybody listening right now, share this program with as many people as you can, especially for men and women that you know that are serving in the United States military, first responders, veterans across the country, and their families. Share this with them. Tell them about these programs. Tell them about what you think about listening to this. And you can find us on just on many of the social networking sites. Just go to TalkingWithHeroes.com. You'll see some of our social networking links on the top, just like you will at with HonorHouse.org. And you'll find the post about these shows. Share them with your friends, your families. This is all word of mouth, getting the word out like this. So I want to thank you all for listening. And for all those who are serving right now around the world, thank you for your service to our country, of course, and thank you to your families, to all veterans. Thank you, and thank you for your families. And for those of you who are serving in areas where you could be in harm's way, be safe, stay alert. God bless you. God bless America.